But today we begin the sacred feast, the sacred time of Lent. And I don't know if anybody's noticed that I'm wearing a different color today than I did last time I celebrated Mass. What color am I wearing today? Yes, ma'am. Purple. And why am I wearing purple? Do you guys know? Yes, sir. For Lent, right. And so why do we wear purple in liturgical seasons? I know some of you guys in religion class have talked about it. Why do we wear purple? Yes, sir. Okay, it reminds us that Jesus died, but there's a special time that we talk about we wear purple. Some of you in religion class might have learned a song about it. Why do we wear purple? Purple's a time for what? Yes. Okay, time for being with Jesus. But there's something specific I'm looking for. I know you guys in religion class learned a song about why we wear purple. Do you know? Yes, ma'am. Purple is the time for? Right? Lent? But there's a time for what are we doing? Yes. Okay, no, not adoration. Uh-oh. Religion teachers are going to be sad. Why? Do you guys remember the song? Yes, do you remember? What? Preparation. Purple is a time for preparation. And we're preparing ourselves, as you guys have said so brilliantly, we're preparing for that time to get our hearts right. To prepare for that time when Jesus suffered his passion, endured death, and then rose from the dead to destroy all sin and death. Lent is a time for us to prepare. Now, Jesus gave us a lot of good examples and good advice in the gospel today. He said, look, if you want to prepare your heart, you should do these three things. Was anybody listening to the gospel? Do you remember what the first thing he says? He said, don't be like the show-offs. Yes. Okay. What did you pray? Okay, that's not the first one he did, but you can hold on to that. What was the first one he said to do? What's that? Okay, well, that's pray, but he asked us to do something else. There were three things he asked us to do in the gospel today. Pray is one of them. It's not the first one. Yes, sir. Give to the poor. Thank you. Excellent. That's what he said. He said, hey, we need to give to the poor. Now, he gave us some advice. He said, when you give to the poor, I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to. Yes, sir. Yes. He doesn't want us to show off. Now, how might we show off? Can I get the first slide? He says, don't play before a trumpet and get a whole big old band to say, I am giving to the poor. He said, don't do that. If you do that, you're doing it for the wrong reason. He also said, don't bring a lot of attention to yourself. Don't. Next slide, please. Don't call a big press conference and say, hey, look at me. I'm so generous. I'm giving all my stuff to the poor. How did he say to do that? Jesus said something very specific to us. He said what? Yes, sir. Yes. Do it in private because the God of our ancestors, my Father, your Creator, he knows what's going on. My friends, if we stand here and say, look how good, look how holy, look how generous I am, we are going to feel empty inside. The whole time for Lent is a preparation so that in our hearts we can say, Lord, I desire you. Not fame, not fortune, not a whole bunch of cameras in my face, but I desire you and your love. You can go to the blank one here for a second. What was the second thing? We heard it. Somebody said it a minute ago. I forgot who it was that said it first. Was it, okay, was it you guys? Yeah, okay. What was the second thing he said to do? Jesus said, pray. He said, Jesus said, look, when it's time for you to pray, you should go where? Where should you go? Yes, ma'am. You should go into your room and our God who sees you knows your prayers. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like the show-offs who stand at the street corner and say, God, thank you for making me awesome. Thank you for all the gifts you gave me. And then he would look around like this. You guys looking, watching me? See, watch how holy I am when I pray. Now, do you guys ever see me do that when I celebrate Mass? Do I celebrate Mass? And I'm like, you guys watching this? You see how holy I am? No, I hope not. I hope you don't see me do that. Because when I celebrate as a priest, I am offering your prayers to our God. I do my own prayer in private too. And so what our God tells us in this gospel, what Jesus says is to prepare your heart for Lent, you need to pray in secret, in silence. There's some great ways you and your families can do this at home. During this Lenten season, it might be a good idea for you guys to get together maybe every night, maybe once a week, and pray together as a family and ask God from the bottom of your heart for your needs, your desires, your intentions. But what Jesus asks us not to do is to be like the show-offs who say, "Thank you, God, for making me awesome. And I wish everybody else was as awesome as me." No, don't do that. Pray in silence. Third thing that Jesus asks us to do in the gospel. Let's go over here. You choir guys, were you guys listening? What's the third thing we're supposed to do? Yes, ma'am. Fast. And what does that mean? Like run fast like we would have in Steps for Students if we wouldn't have got rained down? No. What does that mean? Yes, ma'am. Okay, when you don't eat something or when you give something up. That's what it means to fast. So that's another thing that we can do during Lent. Now, what Jesus tells us is he says, look, if you're going to fast, don't act sad about it. Okay? He says, look, if you fast, be sure that you wash your face, give yourself a clean appearance. I want to show you a picture of Father TJ when he did not look like. Next picture, please. Okay, that's me on the right. That's when I was in Mexico for a summer, and I didn't shave for a whole summer. And so I have that beard, and that's my dad next to me, and he's always had a beard as long as I remember. But what Jesus says is, look, if you fast, don't look sad. Don't look dirty. Don't bring attention to yourselves. He also said, if you're going to give something up for Lent, don't act sad. Don't have this face. Next one, please. All right, Jesus doesn't say, Jesus says to us, look, if you're going to fast, don't be like, I gave up chocolate for Lent and I can't have any. Or I gave up soda for Lent and I'm so sad because I can't have it. Okay, if we do that and if we look like Puss in Boots here from Shrek, then we are missing the point. If you give me the blank slide for a second, here's what our Lord tells us. He says, if you're going to give something up for Lent, you do it in secret. Don't broadcast it to the whole world. Hey, I'm giving up all meat for Lent. Because if you do that, you're bringing attention to who? To yourself. And the whole point of Lent is to bring attention to who? To God, to Jesus, to prepare our hearts for his great love. My friends, we are asked during this Lenten season to prepare our hearts so that we can draw closer to him. If we're giving up things or doing things for Lent that don't bring us closer to him, we are missing the point. Here's some bad things that you can say, I'm going to give up for Lent. Can I have the next one, please? You can say, I'm going to give up homework for Lent. Okay, bad idea, because that doesn't bring you closer to the Lord. I feel bad for this poor kid. Those are big books, huh? How about this is another great example. I'm going to give up vegetables for Lent. Bad idea, because you're not growing closer to the Lord. Okay, you can give me the black slide for a minute. What the Lord asks us to do is think about what we can do in preparation. How are we, during this Lenten time, going to draw closer to him? And where is our focus and where is our attention going to be? If we do something for Lent that brings attention to us and not to him, then maybe we should go back to the drawing board on our Lenten promise. Our promises should help us grow in holiness, and our promises should help us on our way to draw closer to the Lord during this very holy season. I would ask you, if you haven't done so already, pray about what it is that you might do in the areas of giving to the poor, of praying, or of fasting that can help you in your preparation for the Lord. One of my advices to you is that if you haven't done so, if you're not doing so already, go to Mass every single Sunday. Because the greatest gift that we have today on Ash Wednesday is not the ashes that are going to be smeared on our forehead in the sign of the cross. That's not the greatest gift that we have today. What is the greatest gift that we're going to receive today? What is it? Yes, ma'am. No, it's not the ashes that's the most important. What is it? The Eucharist, right here. And my brothers and sisters, 14 times every single week, we at St. Martha's celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ gives himself to us in his body, blood, soul, and divinity. So maybe that's a Lenten promise that you can make. I'm going to go to Mass every single Sunday in Lent, and then from then on. If you're already going to Mass every Sunday, then maybe adding a Mass during the week. We have a 7 p.m. Mass on Tuesdays that is very, very, very poorly attended. We have a parish of over 6,000 families, and we get maybe 20 to 30 people coming to the Tuesday evening Mass. Maybe you can go and spend some time in front of the Blessed Sacrament to pray before our Lord. These are all ways that you can enter into prayer without bringing attention to yourself, but bringing attention and preparing your hearts for our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. My dear friends, as we continue to celebrate this Lenten season, we ask our God to fill our hearts with love, so that we may proclaim His love, so that we may prepare our hearts to draw closer to Him, to be filled with all of the joys, all of the graces, all of the blessings that our God has for each and every single one of us.